You're listening to Pockets of Peace, a podcast for busy people just like you across the world. I'm Julie Kelly, and every week I'll be with you with new topics, tips and tricks on how to stay healthy and all the things you need to know about taking time to relax as you navigate your busy life. Hiya, good morning and welcome to Use It, Don't Lose It, today's episode of Pockets of Peace, which is the podcast for busy people like you and me who are trying to go along and navigate our busy lives in a society that's chaotic and driven. So I wanted to look at tips and tricks to save money because, let's face it, our money is better in our pocket than it is in theirs higher up. So there's little things that I've learned along the way. Now I'm not an expert on this, but I have done certain things myself, as well as picking up little tips, tricks and advice from people along the way. Because when I've been planning these podcasts, I speak to people and try and find out what they think about certain issues and certain ways of life. And that helps me to put things together. So I've kind of put this podcast together based on the experiences of other people and my own. So what I wanted to look at first is, how can we save money? Well, one of the things that is really good is going through your bank statement. Because if you're a busy person like me, and like many others in the world, you probably don't check that very often. You probably have your wage going in, your bills going out, and that's it. Everything seems quite stable and manageable. But go through your bank statement at least once or twice a year and look for things that you're paying but shouldn't be. And believe me, there will be some. I found about two or three, and they were subscriptions that I was paying but never even used. If you go through your bank statement, you'll see what's on there that you're not using, and you can cancel those subscriptions, and that's going to save you a good few quid. It does work, believe me. So all those subscriptions you don't use, get rid of. And also, it's really good to shop around for cheaper deals too, on energy and broadband. Now, I actually do this twice a year, and lots of people I know do this as well. At least every year, even if you do it once, that's an amazing change because you can find so many cheaper deals than the ones you're using. And people are always throwing these cheap 18-month contracts and things at you, aren't they? Because they it's all competitive, isn't it? So try it, have a look. There are certain websites that I'll put at the bottom of this podcast that you can just go and have a look at and see what the cheaper deals are. If you don't want to do it, it's fine, but I mean, it's always worth looking because let's face it, even if you save like 30 quid a year, it's better in your pocket, isn't it? And don't be scared to use charity shops. Now, if your kids are anything like my daughter was when she was little, they won't be seen dead in a charity shop. But they actually don't need to know. You see, the funny thing is that you can get some great designer clothes in charity shops because people donate them, sometimes brand new. Sometimes they've only been used once. And what I've come to realise is many people who donate to charity shops are quite well off. So some of the brands are designer and you don't have to pay through the nose for them. So charity shops are always a good place to go, but not just for kids. I mean, you can get your own thrifty clothes, you can get your own designs, you can buy things, cut them up, change them. I know this is not the sort of thing you want to hear when you're living a busy life, because you're probably thinking, well, where the hell am I going to get the time to buy clothes and turn them up and change them? But it's fun. You mean, you do get spare time. And just to know that you've only paid 3 quid for something that would have cost you 70 quid in a shop, it's a nice feeling. And again, that money is better in your pocket than it is in theirs. So those are a couple of things. Now, the other thing is, if you found yourself buying ready meals, like a lot of busy people, like myself a lot of the time, it can really mount up. Great, aren't they, ready meals? You can just strip the top off, put them in the microwave, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, they're ready. But if you found yourself doing this, just think how much it's costing. Now, you must get at least one day a week off. Try having a day where you cook everything and just freeze it. I know it sounds like a lot of hassle but you're just cooking in one batch. And then you can cook it, you can freeze it, and then you've got easy, healthy meals that you've actually cooked, that you know what's in them. Because God knows what additives are in these ready meals. I mean, they are nice, they're tasty, aren't they, some of them? But they're meant to be that way because they're preserved for a long time. At least if you cook your own, you know what's in it. So it is an idea to just cook your own stuff, even if it's only tater ash or vegetarian food or vegan food, whatever it is that you like. Just cook it, container it up, put it in your freezer. Then when you come in, you've still got a microwave meal, but at least it's nutritious. And another thing that I've actually done is grow my own veg. Now, you can do this so easily. You don't need a big garden. You don't need a massive allotment. You don't need, really, a great deal of space. I mean, when I started off indoors. You can grow your own veg. You don't even need to buy seeds. So, for example, if you... Just an example, right? So, you might use leeks. So the bottom of the leek, where there's a little rooty bit, if you cut a couple of inches up, just cut that bit off and then plant it in the ground, but just leave a little bit of it sticking up. So plant it the root side down and leave a little bit of the leek peeping out of the soil because it needs a chance to grow. You can actually grow leeks from leeks. We've all got potatoes that have been stored at the back of the cupboard, haven't we? I mean, I always find a couple that have fell out that have got seeds on them, roots on them. They look like they're growing their own arms. Get them, just dig a hole in the soil outside, plant it. Honestly, you can get about 10 small potatoes from one potato. I've done it myself. I've just made a small little patch with soil. It's really small. And I've got vegetables growing in there that I've grown from other vegetables. I've got the root side of carrots that I've planted. I've got radishes growing, potatoes growing. You just put them in, water them now and again, and they grow. And what that does is it saves you lots and lots of money because you don't have to keep going out, paying a couple of quid for £5 of potatoes. It sounds less convenient, I know, but I'm thinking about saving money for busy people that are working really hard to earn money, half of what you're never even seeing. Now, growing your own veg is great because you can also use those cardboard egg cartons. You know, they do the plastic ones, don't they, that you get your eggs in, but they also do cardboard ones. So if you get the cardboard ones and put a little bit of soil in each little groove where the egg goes, I don't know the name of it, and then you can plant little seeds if you want to buy some seeds for vegetables. Just plant them in, get the kids to do it. You don't need to water them a lot, obviously, because it'll go soggy, but just sprinkle them with water. Then when you get the little shoots coming up, plant them in the ground outside. But you can actually plant the actual cardboard. So you can cut each container off with the seeds still in it and plant it in the ground because it'll just dissolve into the earth because they are biodegradable. So that's brilliant. Cardboard will just dissolve, so the kids can get a lot of fun from doing that. Now, that's a really good way to encourage kids to eat the greens to start with because they've grown them themselves. But it's a cheaper way to do it as well. So those cardboard cartons are brilliant for just planting in the ground. But if you do want to use seeds, you can get loads of different things. You can plant your own herbs and have your own herb garden really cheaply if you buy your seeds off eBay. So those are little tricks and tips. Now, the other things that you can do, how many of you listening have called out plumbers for blocked sinks and toilets? It's cost you an absolute bomb, or your washing machine has had a bit of a fault on it, and then somebody comes out, looks at it, and they charge you for a brand new part, which would have cost you the same price as probably a second hand washer. All of these things you can do yourself, and I know it sounds time consuming, but oh, it's really not. You can get loads and loads of tips and tricks by going on YouTube. You can find out loads of stuff there, but I'll give you a few tips and tricks that I gathered along the way. For example, if your toilet is blocked, unless it's a really serious blockage, this is something that I picked up from somebody I was chatting to on the street. Get a mop, You know, one of those, not a squidgy mop, but the normal ones that you had with a mop and bucket, you know, with a mop head and a carrier bag. Okay, so you put the mop head, attached to the mop stick, of course, in the carrier bag, and then tie the carrier bag around it. And then you use that as a plunger. So you put the carrier bag part into the toilet and plunge it a couple of times, and it will unblock the toilet. More often than not, it works. So that's your mop inside a carrier bag and use it as a plunger. That will save you paying out a couple of hundred quid for a plumber to come out and take your toilet apart. I mean, it might be necessary to get a plumber, but try that first because it usually works. The other thing is the pressure on your boiler. Again, you'll get somebody out to fix the boiler, and unless you're actually on a scheme with your energy provider, it's going to cost you a fortune. Check it out on YouTube. I got a message on my boiler, it was a combi boiler, telling me that the pressure was down and it needed to be at a certain level. Well, I was panicking. I thought, who do I get in touch with now? You know, it's a bank holiday. I looked on YouTube, I found out the boiler's make and serial number. Looked on YouTube and it was something as simple as a little green button that you just pull down and it regulates your pressure, and you've done it and you feel good because you've done it yourself. Changing a plug. I mean, changing a plug is so everybody should know how to change a plug. But sometimes we don't. We either rely on our partners, you know, or we just get somebody out to do it if something blows. Or learn to change a plug. Find out on YouTube. The other thing is easy ways to do other stuff, like cleaning the microwave. We all know about that, don't we? Put a little bowl with water in, a little bit of lemon juice, and then put the microwave on and let the steam from that as it boils just go along the microwave. When you take the bowl out, you can just wipe around the microwave and anything that's stuck on it will come off really easily. So those are little tips and tricks that you can use. I mean, YouTube is fantastic for finding out. You just have to type in how to, whatever it is you need to do, and then just go ahead and try it. You know, it might not work, but at least you've tried. So you've been listening to today's episode of Pockets of Peace. And you know, like I said, money that you've earned is better in your pocket. If you can save a bit of money, why not? It's always good to use your own resources. Let's face it, we've all got a skill set. We've all got gifts, skills, and talents that we can use. But because they're spent running around chasing targets and deadlines, we don't use them to the full potential. So my name's Julie Kelly. Again, you've been listening to Pockets of Peace. Please like, share, and comment on this podcast. And let me know what you think. Let me know if you've got any tips and tricks to share. It's always good to just pool all our ideas so we can all benefit from each other. Also, if you can, please subscribe to my podcast channel over on Apple Podcasts. It's Mind Medicine Julie Kelly. And let's work together to build happier, healthy communities. I'll be back again next week with another podcast about another subject. Until then, bye.